The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, it's Oliver Callan here, standing in for Ryan again. The text is 51551, email ryan@rte.ie. Now, I want to start with some films this morning, because Disney yesterday released, or as they say in internet speak, dropped the trailer for the Artemis Fowl film, and it looks incredible. 25 million books sold from the series, which was written by our very own Owen Colfer, he of Wexford. He's the genius world creator of this boy mastermind. So it's a family film, it's Disney obviously, but it's set in Ireland and it features fairies and Irish folklore, and it's a lot of crack. Even though the trailer was quite brooding and dark and serious and lots of action, it is really good fun. But Artemis himself is played by Ferdiadh Shaw from Kilkenny, who I think was chosen in open casting in Cork about 2 or 3 years ago, and it so happens he's also a grandson of Robert Shaw, who played Quint in Jaws. 1,100 men went in the water, 316 came out, and the sharks took the rest. You know, Artemis Fowl, it is star-studded people connected with it, directed by Kenneth Branagh from the North, starring Colin Farrell and Judi Dench. Robert De Niro is a producer. Connor McPherson wrote the screenplay. He's a very, you know, he's the serious, renowned writer of The Weir. So it's a big budget. There will be bad Irish accents. There's an RTE news van in the trailer. $135 million budget. So that means lots of marketing going to be hearing and seeing a lot of about this film in the run-up to its release at the end of May. It only took Owen Colfer, 20 years to see this film being released? So we wish him and his family very well, because they're going to enjoy that. Other films actually coming out this week, I noticed True History of the Kelly Gang getting absolutely rave reviews. It's a grim and gritty kind of Australian outback western, colonial gothic, they call it, you know, and the lead, the Ned Kelly, is George McKay, who you might have seen in the 1917 film. And I love westerns. I love the look of this. It's very kind of, it's dark. It's kind of grim Australian films in the regime of Sweet Country, if you'd seen that sort of thing. And I do like the old westerns. Clint Eastwood, by the way, still going. He's 90 years old this year. Now, in some of the papers today, particularly in the front of the Irish Daily Mail, the royals are arriving in Ireland, as we're hearing. We're trying our very best to get excited about this one, because, you know, Britain's Queen arriving in 2011 was really the royal visit, wasn't it? Uachtaráin agus a Cada. And Prince Charles has been here, I think, 7 times. He's been here so often. Even I've met Charles and Camilla at this stage. But it is interesting for those who will meet them around the country. The Mail says they will start in the Garden of Remembrance. That's in the here, leave it out part of Dublin. And tomorrow they're going to visit the National Stud. And no, that's not Marty Morrissey, by the way. That's a place in County Kildare. They're going to visit young people as well in a Salt Hill GAA club. So they'll see Irish people at their finest, you know, with the sticks in their hands. And they're also going to County Meath tomorrow, home of our only theme park. That theme being a deep fried sliced potato. But they're not even getting near Mr. Tato himself. They're going to the Chagask College. So and they're also going to Temple Bar. Not sure if the royals ever visited Temple Bar before, actually. And the Guinness storehouse, which is obligatory. And sure, I think the British own Guinness now at this stage. But it's William and Kate. You know, they're the dry royals. Can we say that? They're the drips. They're the drips. They're so dry, they're practically flammable. You know, we want Harry and your one from Suits, the actress who bolted and took the redhead with her. They're more crack. But William and Kate, lovely, do their job, do their duty and all that. But a little bit too perfect, a little bit too perfect. We don't want lovely. We're Irish. We want Meghan wearing jeans and in the Wimbledon and trolling the royal family, spending their millions with no fecks given whatsoever. Also, William, he's younger than I am. He's 37, so he's 2 years younger than I am. But he's very bald. He's a very bald man, if you know what I mean. He's got that kind of cobwebby effect going on. I mean, if you had all those billions, wouldn't you get it stitched in? I think I'd get it stitched in. But the interesting thing I'm wondering, will they be shaking hands with everyone with the new coronavirus on the go and all of that? I'd say herself now might get away with wearing gloves. And photos in the Irish Daily Mail on this subject. We can see Angela Merkel's own minister refusing to shake hands with her, but they're having a laugh about it. The Pope was coughing on Sunday at Mass, but he only has a bit of a cold and he tested negative for COVID-19, as we're now calling it. That's the disease that is caused by the virus. You see, I've got the words because I've been on the WHO.org website. But the Telegraph tells us that dirty banknotes may be spreading the coronavirus. People have been warned to wash their hands after using banknotes especially, and are urging people to use contactless payments instead. The Bank of England acknowledged that banknotes can carry bacteria or viruses and urged people to regularly wash their hands. I find cash very icky to touch. But in China and Korea, South Korea, I presume, they began disinfecting and isolating used banknotes as part of efforts to stop the spread of the disease. They're not going to do that in the UK, and I don't hear talk of the euro people doing that. But here's something else that will get you washing your hands again. We're told to clean our phone twice a day to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. This is also in the Telegraph. We've been urged to clean your smartphone screens with alcohol wipes twice a day. It has infected a certain number of people. You could be washing your hands, but then you come out with your lovely clean hands and then you're touching your smart screen phone and then you're touching your face. And I had read a couple of years ago that the smart your average smartphone screen has more bacteria than a regular, than a toilet seat in a public lavatory. So that got me using the wipes regularly anyway. But it's worth remembering. That is what we're told to do. Keep clean, keep cleaning and washing and looking after yourself. Now, something completely different. We have Judge Judy, which is going to end after 25 seasons, according to Judge Judy herself. She told Ellen DeGeneres on Monday, this is according to RollingStone.com, that her show is coming to an end after concluding its 2020 to 2021 season. So she's ending it next year, after 25 years. This has been on since I was in school. It started in 1996. But what I was very surprised at, that with an annual salary of $47 million, Judge Judy is the highest paid television personality at the moment. Not bad for a woman at the age of 77. And they say there's a gender pay gap. Well, you know, maybe that puts an end to it. But here, let's have a little... I'm only messing. Relax. I'm only messing. But here's a clip of Judy at her kind of her peak of her powers, I suppose. She's dealing with a lady who borrowed her friend's car and crashed it.
There was an accident. It was unavoidable. She hit a deer, damaged the car. And her defense is you should have had better insurance. Is that your defense?
I thought she had full coverage.
What made you think that?
I just didn't think.
You didn't think? Who do you rely on to do your thinking?
I just use it all the time and she wasn't home, so I went over there to get the key and went, and the deer just jumped out in front of me.
Was the deer hurt?
Oh, it died.
What'd you do with it?
Ate it.
She ate the deer. Bit of venison. Anyway, if you are travelling, there's some very funny tweets regarding Dublin Airport security. And you do go around, especially when you're in America, you regard the security people there as a little bit, they're very straight up and, sir, you will remove your boots now and you will look me directly in the eye, sir. And that is not the regulation bag you're using. But in Dublin Airport, they do have a bit of crack. And Peter Bradshaw, who's the film critic with The Guardian, tweeted the following. He said, just got totally owned by the security guy at Dublin Airport. Coming up to the scanner, he asked me to take my belt off when I asked, are my shoes all right? He replied, I wouldn't wear them. And they got a big laugh from the rest of the queue. And this prompted lots of people saying as well, Owen Daly replied to Peter, said, well, this is a distinctive Dublin humour. Years ago, when I was fresh in from the shticks, I asked a bus driver, do you go to UCD? And he says, nah, I didn't get the points. He closed the door and drove off without blinking. I remember my first time in Dublin, I got the little street atlas and I was trying to learn the names of the streets, and you get on the bus and I'd learned you had to say, oh, you're going to, so you know, you put in a certain money, and I think I was going to Dollier Street. He said, you mean Dollier Street? And that was it. That was me kind of Dublinified on the first day. Now, we have been talking about washing your hands, and the Brits have been saying, their advice on the BBC yesterday was you must wash your hands for 20 seconds, about the same amount of time it takes to sing happy birthday slowly twice or God save the Queen. Well, obviously, we're sick of doing the happy birthday thing. We're hardly going to do God save the Queen, even though William and Kate are coming along. So lots of people have been tweeting the recommendations of their 20 second choruses that you can sing in your head or out loud, if you wish, as you're doing your little washy-washy thing. Jen Monnier, freelance journalist, recommends the following. She begins with Toto, and, you know, you can see the rains in Africa having that. Yep. Going to take a lot to get those germs away from you. Give it a good scrub. More foam. Press the thing. Get more foam. Oh, it's high. There's the reins. Give it nice, nice and clean. Now, if you're a child of the 80s, maybe this might be easier for you to remember. Wash, wash, wash. No, Prince. You can't. No, don't get. Secondhand stores, you know, wash your hands after you get the raspberry beret from the store. Another 20 seconds. Dolly Parton. Go clean, go clean, go clean. Scrub, yeah. In between the fingers, around the base of the thumb. That's where all those dirty Dolly Parton germs are living. You know, that's what you call them, because they're dancing on your hand, not because Dolly Parton. You know what I mean. Now, there are also songs that you probably shouldn't be singing, and these are the ones that might upset the HSE advice. Neil Diamond might upset Simon Harris with this. No, you touch your own hands. There, Neil, don't touch. Don't. No, reaching out. No, just keep your hands clean. Don't. Touching. No, no touching. No touching. That's going to spread it. No, oh, please, no, don't. Wrong. He's got it all wrong. Maybe MC Hammer, listen to his advice.
You can't touch this.
Yeah, don't touch that. You never know what's been.
You can't touch this.
Oh, God, don't touch that. Get the wipes, baby wipes. Antibacterial. Antibacterial. And the Doors, have they got good advice? Or?
Come on, not touch me,
baby. Jim Morrison. No. You should be afraid, although just because you're dead, I suppose you don't care at this stage. I think the best one is definitely Prince. Prince there from 1985, Raspberry Beret, obviously. Some of your texts coming in on 51551. Oliver, for the sake of the nation's health and my small contribution to halting the spread of the coronavirus, I am willing to collect any old used banknotes your listenership might have knocking about with no concern for my own health. I know, but I think it's time to pull together regardless of the obvious danger. Thank you, Nolan Rathfarnham. Your sacrifice at this difficult time is very well appreciated, very much indeed. Somebody says to me, bit mean on Prince William, so you wear. You're no oil painting yourself, Callan, says that one. No, I'm a watercolour, I suppose. And because you said so you wear, that's why I read it out in a northeast accent. Hi, Oliver. Waiting for a bus one time. This is in relation to the Dublin humour that was heard at Dublin Airport Security. Waiting for a bus one time. The one that came along was the wrong one. I asked the driver, would the next one be long? And he says, about the same length as this one. That's what they're like. That's what they're like on Dublin Bus and then Dublin Airport Security. And they all sound like that. They all sound like that to do.